Three major AI moves dropped today, and they share a skeleton none of the press releases will name. Every one of them is a lock-in play executed at a different layer of the stack. OpenAI is locking in land, and Kilowatt-Dia is locking in the robotics developer ecosystem. JetBrains is locking in the IDE workflow. The model quality story is almost secondary. What's actually being competed for today is dependency. And whoever owns the layer the model runs on top of is winning a different race than the one most analysts are watching. JetBrains dropped Melom 2, a 12 billion parameter mixture of experts model purpose-built for code intelligence. This is not JetBrains trying to build GPT-4o. It is JetBrains doing something considerably smarter, routing around the frontier model competition entirely by going vertical in the one domain where it already owns the distribution channel. When your model ships embedded in iIntel IJ, Rider, and PY Charm, tools that millions of professional developers open before they open anything else each morning, you don't need to win on general benchmarks. You need to win at the moment the developer hits tab. Melom 2 is scoped to do exactly that. The mixture of experts architecture keeps inference costs manageable at the scale JetBrains needs to run this across its IDE user base. The honest caveat: enterprise buyers who want to self-host and fine-tune Melom 2 on proprietary code bases will need internal ML infrastructure that most organizations don't have. That limits the open-weight upside for smaller shops. But for JetBrains itself, this is a clean strategic move. They get a specialized capability advantage in their own distribution moat. NVIDIA's Cosmos 3 is the same playbook applied to physical AI. It's the first open AHMNI model explicitly scoped to physical AI reasoning in action, meaning robotics, autonomous systems, and industrial automation. NVIDIA is not releasing Cosmos 3 because it wants to compete with Anthropic on general reasoning. It's releasing it because the robotics and physical AI developer ecosystem is currently up for grabs, and whoever wins developer mindshare in that space in the next 18 months will likely own the deployment layer for a decade. The open weight release is the lure. The hardware requirement underneath it is the lock. Cosmos 3 will run on other silicon technically, but it will run best, cheapest, and most reliably on NVIDIA's own stack. That's not a coincidence. The same caveat that applies to Melom 2 applies here. Independent benchmarking on real physical AI workloads doesn't exist yet for Cosmos 3. The Hugging Face release is self-reported performance. Treat the capability claims accordingly until third parties weigh in. OpenAI broke ground on a 1 gigawatt data center in Michigan. 1 gigawatt. For context, that's roughly the continuous power draw of a mid-sized city. This is the Stargate infrastructure build-out made physical, and the scale would have been politically and financially implausible 18 months ago. What changed is that AI infrastructure is now treated as national strategic infrastructure, with implicit federal backing shifting the risk calculus for lenders and local governments. OpenAI is using that window to lock in land, power contracts, and political relationships before rivals can respond at equivalent speed. The strategic bet here is that centralized compute at this scale will remain the prerequisite for frontier capability for long enough that the capital expenditure pays off. That is a real bet, not a guaranteed outcome. Announced data center capacity has historically lagged actual deployment by years, and every major hyperscaler is building at comparable scale simultaneously. Here's what the consensus read on today's news is likely to get wrong. The dominant frame will be that scale wins, bigger clusters, more parameters, more domains. But the two most interesting releases today are notable precisely because they are small and focused. Melom 2 is 12 billion parameters. Cosmos 3 is scoped to a single domain. The actual signal in both cases is efficiency and specificity, not scale. If specialized open-weight models continue closing the gap on closed frontier models within defined domains, and today's releases are evidence that is happening, then the 1 gigawatt Michigan data center starts to look less like a winning strategy and more like an expensive hedge against a future that may not require that much centralized compute. OpenAI is betting on a compute-centric world. JetBrains and NVIDIA are betting on a world of capable, efficient, domain-specific models. Both bets cannot be fully right. Quick hits. Melum 2 uses a sparse mixture of experts architecture, meaning not all 12 billion parameters activate per token. Inference cost is materially lower than a dense 12B model. Cosmos 3 is described as an AMNI model, handling vision, language, and action reasoning in a single architecture. The Michigan groundbreaking is part of the broader Stargate consortium announced earlier this year. JetBrains has not disclosed training data provenance for Melum 2 in the initial release notes. That matters for enterprise IP concerns. Inga positions Cosmos 3 explicitly for simulation to real transfer in robotics pipelines. The Michigan facility is expected to create roughly 25,000 construction jobs, according to the OpenAI announcement. The question worth sitting with before tomorrow: if the competitive axis really has shifted from general purpose to domain specific, which domains haven't been claimed yet, and who is positioned to claim them first?